Israel's Security Cabinet has voted through a plan to seize control of all of Gaza indefinitely. Its Finance Minister, Bezalel Smotrich, said there would be no withdrawal, not even in exchange for hostages taken by Hamas in October 2023. Another minister, Zeev Elkin, said that ramping up the offensive over the next few months would open what he called a window of opportunity to secure a ceasefire before US President Donald Trump's visit to the region next week. Well, we are joined this morning by Sukundar Karmani, foreign correspondent with Channel 4 News. Sukundar, thanks for taking our call. Seizing control of all of Gaza indefinitely. Now, what does that mean in practice?
Well, look, the details of this plan have basically been coming out to us from a statement made by Prime Minister Netanyahu, as well as briefings by a series of Israeli officials over the past few days. Basically, what it comes down to, it seems, is that a plan has been approved by the Security Council to begin implementation if no ceasefire is agreed by the end of Donald Trump's visit to the Middle East, which is due to end on May the 16th. And that plan, as you say, revolves around taking full military control of, it seems, at least very large parts of Gaza, if not the entire Gaza Strip, pushing the remaining, the civilian population into an area around a quarter of the size of the territory right in the south. There, all aid distribution, remember at the moment, it's been more than 2 months since any humanitarian aid was allowed into Gaza. Aid redistribution would restart, but at the hands of US private security companies. The Gazan population would not be free to move around from outside of that territory where they've been pressed into the rest of Gaza. Israeli officials have suggested large parts of it would be erased and completely obliterated, as they've already done in the southern city of Rafah. And this is a plan that's caused massive internet consternation amongst, of course, Palestinians and UN agencies and aid agencies. Aid agencies and humanitarian groups saying they would not be part of this kind of plan. Palestinians describe it as a plan for ethnic cleansing. As you say, far-right Minister Bezalel Smotrich, who's a key part of the cabinet, although very much on the extreme right-wing end of it, has talked about this being a plan to occupy long-term the Gaza Strip. That's not what Prime Minister Netanyahu has explicitly said, but many will fear that that's the ultimate aim. It's also possible that this is something of intended as something of a tool of leverage to wield over Hamas in order to try and pressurize them to reach some kind of temporary ceasefire, which is what the Israelis have been trying to get them to agree to in recent weeks and months.
But I'm also thinking, Sukundar, that next week President Trump arrives, and he's a man who a few months ago tore up decades of US foreign policy by saying that America could take over Gaza, create a Riviera of the Middle East, not allow Palestinians the right to return to their homeland. Could this plan be regarded as Israel enacting Donald Trump's plan?
Well, look, certainly the Israeli officials are very much on board right across, the government with the idea that President Trump had articulated of effectively pushing out the population abroad, what Israelis term as voluntary migration, although clearly when you see the terrible conditions on the ground and the huge death toll in Gaza, any migration cannot be described as voluntary, and many see it as ethnic cleansing. But President Trump seems to have backed away from the idea of the US directly taking control of Gaza. Frankly, it seems like he's lost interest in the issue compared to, a few months ago. Remember, he was the figure who helped push through an initial ceasefire in January. Now, with Ukraine, with tariffs, it just doesn't seem to factor high up on his agenda, and he certainly doesn't seem to be in any kind of mood to pressurize the Israelis. The Israelis and Hamas have got this fundamental disconnect where Israel wants to negotiate a temporary ceasefire that would allow the release of some hostages and then allow Israel to go back to war against Hamas, because they say, the Israeli government says, Hamas cannot be allowed to remain in power to retain its arms. Hamas wants to negotiate a complete end to the war and to continue existing in at least some form in the Gaza Strip. That disconnect has always been there, and is what's prevented any kind of ceasefire taking place so far. Interestingly, the overwhelming majority of the Israeli public are against these kind of plans that are being put forward. They do want an end to the war in order to bring the hostages back. The families of Israeli hostages, very critical of this proposal by the government, or this plan laid out by the government, saying that it places more emphasis and a higher priority on territory than on the lives of their loved ones.
And just briefly, Sukundar, are there any talks of a ceasefire either happening, on the verge of happening, likely to happen?
Well, look, the indirect talks have been kind of loosely taking place through mediating countries, Qatar and Egypt, but it doesn't seem as if they're making any progress. As I said, it doesn't seem as if the US any longer treats it as a major priority. A report suggesting that the US had told Egypt and Qatar that the only proposal they were interested in backing was one that was already laid out, which would see around a 45-day ceasefire in exchange for the release of a dozen or so Israeli hostages and the resumption of aid. But many expect that even if that were to be agreed, Israel would then resume the war once that 45-day period is up. So that's something that Hamas is not agreeing to. They've also been under pressure, interestingly, by protesters within Gaza who also just desperately want an end to the war at any cost. But neither side seems willing to budge. And it's absolutely the Palestinian people in Gaza who are suffering the most. I mean, we've seen images of skeletal children now because of this blockade on all humanitarian aid. A number are believed to have died as a result of starvation in recent weeks.
Sukundar Karmani, foreign correspondent with Channel 4 News.